Good evening, boxing fans. This is the Rattlegion Broadcasting Network alternative commentary for Vladimir Shishkin versus Ulysses Sierra, brought to you by Showtime Boxing on their Showbox series. I'm the Mandated Reporter, and frankly, I'm mortified, Mr. Mark Rattlegion. Joining me tonight, as he has for our last couple of fights, is the one and only from Boxing and Brews, John War. How you doing, sir?
I'm great, Mark. Excited for the fights. I love Friday night fights. I love Showbox, man, so it should be a good one.
Yeah, I used to follow the Showbox series, Boxing After Dark, when Strikeforce was a thing, Strikeforce Challengers. I liked the up-and-coming shows. In fact, Strikeforce Challengers is where Dan Cormier made his debut. And look at him now. Look at him now. This is also, and I can't remember the fighter's name, but I remember this one fighter from Africa who had this big, you know, glittery green hat. there's been some fun times on Showbox.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so unbeaten super middleweight Vladimir Shishkin with 9-0 and 6 KOs, as I said before, is taking on Ulysses Sierra with 15-0-2, 9 KOs in a 10-round fight here. How do you see this fight breaking down?
I've seen Shishkin fight. I saw him fight in the World Boxing Super Series. He throws a lot of punches. He's very technically sound. Has a little bit of power with him. I don't know much about Sierra. What I've seen is so far, though, is that he's a boxer. And I believe that Shishkin should pull it out. He has the most power. Plus, Sierra's been on kind of a layoff. I don't think he's fought in almost a year. So if I had to lean one way, I'm going to go towards Shishkin, but I think it should be a good fight.
Yeah, I feel like this whole evening with this as the main event in Iowa of all places, is a showcase fight for Shishkin. Kind of move him up the ranks, get his name out there for some maybe big time undercard or some main event spots on some smaller cards. So here we go in the opening round, and Shishkin is going after Sierra.
I think I might be behind you. Let me see if I can catch up.
Sierra fires back with a straight left. Goes to the body. By the way, did you see that body shot knockout in the previous fight?
Man, he hit that dude, and I grabbed my stomach.
it sounded like a gunshot.
It's crazy.
I'm wondering if he broke like a floating rib or something. See, I said before, Shishkin was going after it, but Sierra is no slouch. He's not leaning back. He's firing back at Shishkin.
Yeah, Shishkin throws a lot of punches. He is going to put on the pressure. So Shishkin, that's what he likes to do. He's not going to let up at all. He's going to be relentless. And I think definitely since Sierra's been off, he's going to test his mettle and see what he has. Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
Shishkin with an overhand right there. Good defense from Sierra.
Yeah, I'm at two. Let me just catch you. I'm at 225, so you might be a little bit ahead of me.
Okay.
But Sierra looks good. I mean, he looks game. It is early, though.
They're not going full roadhouse yet, but they've definitely been active this first round. I'm liking what I'm seeing. Big overhand right from Sierra. Shishkin's going to... Go ahead.
Sierra comes from it's a pretty good gym. They have some good amateur fighters coming out of there. So he should be technically sound throughout this fight.
Shishkin's got a pretty high guard. He's got his hands up. I like his positioning, his hand positioning. He's shifting his shoulders around. Lots of good movement in the ring. He's not just staying static.
I like Shishkin. When I saw him fight last time, he beat Muhammadi. And Muhammadi has some good names on his resume, so I became, you know, a believer in Shishkin. But seeing what he could do today, like I said, I think he'll pull it out. If he can get something like a knockout, that would really move him up the ranks in that 168-pound division.
Well, he's going after it, but he... If this first round is any indication about the psychology of this, he's not taking this man's power lightly. You know, he throws a punch and immediately keeps his hands up. Oh, Sierra got one past him. Landed one right on the button. Shishkin came back with a couple of lefts there. Well, it looked like one was almost going behind the head, but that was more Sierra's fault the way he leaned into it. Yeah. Good uppercut from Shishkin, and that ends the round.
I'm a little bit behind you, but not too far.
So I think that it was a pretty clear round for Shishkin.
Yeah, I mean, he was the aggressor the entire round. He let his hands go. I would like to see the combi box, even though it doesn't mean much to me. But he is, you know, he's throwing those punches, and he's going to try to, you know, let the pressure take over. So I like the plan.
Now, if you're in Sierra's corner, what are you saying to him?
I'm just telling him to be smart, stick to the plan right now. I don't know how much the ring rust, if there is any, is going to play into it. They said he's been sparring and keeping in shape, but it's just different when you get in there under those lights. So I would just say, you know, he's probably going to tell him to keep his guard up, watch the power, stick to the pan, and hopefully, and you know, just let it play out. And I don't know about, he has some knockouts. I also worry about a fighter who has two or more draws. I mean, sometimes they either let off the gas or they're late starters. So I want to see how that plays into the fight as well.
He came forward in the second round. He went at Shishkin again. Shishkin tied him up. And he's trying to circle away from Shishkin now, try to get his footing, look for an opening there. But Shishkin's not giving him a tremendous amount of room here. He is in his face.
Yeah, Shishkin, he's not going to let up at all. He doesn't like to take a step back, and I think that's clear to see. And he's just going to try to impose his will and land something hard on Sierra.
This, so far, as you mentioned to start with, this has been a high punch volume fight so far. Both guys are throwing a lot of leather.
Yeah, and that worries me for Sierra because, like I said, I just don't know what it's like for him since he hasn't been in the ring exactly.
Yeah, his endurance might start to give way to some openings that Shishkin can take advantage of. I'm curious to see how much. I mean, he's got 6 KOs out of the 9. That's a pretty good percentage. So I'll be curious to see if he can pull off a knockout here later on as we get to 10 rounds.
Yeah, I don't see. I think he's definitely going to try to do that. I think he's definitely going to push for the knockout. I still think it's early. His game plan is to, you know, let those punches go, but he's definitely going to go for that knockout.
Sierra's tested. Go ahead.
No, I said I think he wants that knockout. I think they feel that it would be important for his progress.
Sure. What I was going to say is it looks like Sierra is really trying to test his chin because he's landed a couple of those on Shishkin, and Shishkin walked right through it.
Yeah, and it looks like he's trying to time him a little bit. He's landing as soon as Shishkin lets that right go. Sierra is trying to counter with that left, but doesn't seem to be phasing him too much when he lands it. And I've seen that all night, Mark. I've seen these fighters come in the ring. The first fight was a great fight, but it was an example of it. They're dropping that right hand so much.
Yeah, that's pretty sloppy. That's something you want to look... I mean, you know, it's a great way to get yourself knocked out.
Yeah.
Lots of volume here for Sierra, who's sort of taken to like a more like a crouching, stalking position. Every time Sierra tries to lean into Shishkin, you know, he sort of hunches over at the waist. Shishkin has to hold himself back from punching him in the back of the head. Like, he's Jack Dempsey'd a few times now where he's just punched down on him.
And that brings up a great point. I've been noticing that a lot. I don't know what it is about these fighters that they just despise throwing uppercuts, man. All these fighters are leaning forward now. You got to let that uppercut go. It's always there. And, yeah, they're warning them about pushing the head down.
Do you think it's because some fighters tend to fight tall? They don't tend to keep the knees bent and loose. That, you know, they're fighting a little too tall, and so it might be, it might not come as easy to hit that uppercut.
Yeah, I think it's a couple of things like that. I think it's one, yeah, they want to fight tall. I think it's natural to headhunt. And then I think most people feel the uppercut has to be a Tyson AJ uppercut, where you have to be on the inside and it's got to be this powerful thing. Whereas, no, if they're giving you opportunity, sometimes the only way to get that punch there is to throw that uppercut or that shovel hook. So, I'm liking what I'm seeing. I'm liking what I'm seeing from Sierra, too. You know, he's really standing up to the pressure of Shiskin and handling the power as well.
Yep, pretty close fight so far. I mean, yeah. I think Shiskin edges out on the judges' scorecards, but Sierra is giving him the business.
For sure. He's
so, game. See, you just talked about the uppercut, and there three or four right-handed uppercuts as Shiskin was leaning over, and some of those look like they got through.
And hey, yeah, so, and I think that's what it is. Like, they come... Sierra comes from a gym where, you know, they're going to work on, which I think is just philosophical. Some people do it, some people don't, but it's got to be, I think more fighters should add it to their repertoire.
Shishkin looks like he's trying now, but he's not. What I don't see is a lot of shift in the hips when he throws his uppercut. He's just sort of, you know, he's like, oh, it's almost like a corkscrew movement where he's right. Turning and shoving it in there, as opposed to really shifting his weight and, you know, and sending it upwards.
Yeah, I think he's moving a lot, you know, and I think that might have a little bit to do. He's not able to sit on his punches. I don't. I've noticed he moved before, but like in the past when I see him fight, but a lot of that was I didn't see him move this much. Maybe this is a new plan that they're implementing right now.
So they just showed a statistic where Shishkin's not throwing a tremendous amount of jabs, and what he is throwing isn't really landing. But I have seen him throw a lot of other punches. He's staying very busy. He's just not utilizing the jab as such.
Right. And I think that would help him. I think he's a little bit longer than Sierra, but I don't know, man. Same thing with that uppercut. These guys... they get away from the jet. You know, boxing's a conundrum for me right now. Maybe I'm trying to figure it out these days, and everybody's confusing me.
Well, literally within one day of one of the guys I follow on Twitter suggesting that Manuel Char should be stripped of his title, I just saw a couple of tweets out there that Manuel Char might be coming back.
Yes, against White, right?
So, that's the way they're leaning. I think Kanaki just got signed for maybe it's another Fox fight again. I wasn't sure, but he got signed for a big time fight. And Tyson Fury jerks off 7 times a day. Boxing's a crazy sport.
It is insane right now. It's great, and it's crazy.
Yes, sir.
I'm at 45 seconds left in this round.
Okay, yeah, you're about 30. We're about 30 seconds apart.
Okay, just making sure.
So a lot of the same here.
Yeah.
Shishkin threw an uppercut there. And the way they had the cameras angled, they were sort of boxing into the corner camera. And I think the camera guy might have gotten jostled a bit.
Oh yeah, I'm seeing that right now.
It's coming at you in 3D.
But you know, Mark, we shouldn't be surprised by the competitiveness of this fight. This is what Showbox has given us over the years. They give us good matchups. You know, you got to earn everything you get when you go on Showbox.
Yeah, as I was saying before, Boxing After Dark on HBO and Showbox, I used to enjoy both. And when HBO just threw their hands up and said, fuck it, I don't want to do this anymore. And they got rid of their primetime boxing and their Boxing After Dark series. I was really sad. I used to DVR those and watch them during the day. They thought they were great.
Yeah, all those intermediate shows always had great fighters. They were always hungry, up and coming fighters. Man, I remember the first time I saw Floyd was on ESPN. Whatever the Tuesday night fights.
Yes, and
that was the
first
time I saw Floyd.
ESPN used to also have a Friday night fight show that I was a big fan of, and I would watch it every week. They would do it in seasons.
Yeah, I forgot about that. ESPN did a lot of that too, and they I think they only stopped once the top rank deal got solidified, right?
Yes, I believe it was a combination of the top rank deal and also signing the UFC.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah, there was a couple of different things. I think there was the invention of ESPN Plus bringing in the UFC and then the top rank deal. So on Farhood's scorecard, we've got one round to Sierra and two rounds to Shishkin. I guess they gave that first round to Sierra, which I thought was weird.
I mean, I didn't haven't agreed with Farhood's first round in a long time, but first rounds don't really matter. But I do, you know, Shishkin's just applying more pressure. He's letting more punches go. And, you know, Sierra's not landing anything that's, you know, overwhelming or more significant than Shishkin. So at this point, I got Shishkin 3 or 4 rounds to 0, to 0-1.
We are in round 4 here, and Shishkin and Sierra were sort of tied up there for a minute. And you saw some dirty old shoulder shrugging from Shishkin.
Yeah. I will say Sierra he's trying to put on a little bit more pressure in this round.
Well, I mean, even though we talked about this being a showcase for Shishkin, he doesn't want to give it away, and he I don't think he can afford to take too many rounds off. He's got to keep fighting apace.
Right. And if he wants to take that step up, which I believe he does, he's not young in the game, he's got to separate himself from Sierra.
Right hand from Shishkin. You know, it's funny you mentioned that uppercut, and now he's, you know, again, he's doing these twisting uppercuts. He's starting to, I've seen him utilize them a few times now over the past two rounds, but they're arm punches. He's sort of, you know, he's twisting, he's shoving the punch in there, and he's staying active with it, but these are not exactly powerful punches.
Yeah.
I think this is a classic volume over impact situation.
Yeah, I agree with you. And even when when I've seen him in the past, it was that he overwhelmed his opponent that way. So, but he's just moving so much, it's hard for him to really sit down on much. And when they do sit down and exchange, it's a pretty even exchange.
So we're in the corner now with Sierra. He's got some redness around his left eye. So he's taking some damage there. No serious cuts yet. No bulging hematomas. But, yeah, his eyes are definitely looking a bit scraped up and red, the area around his eyes.
Yeah, he looks a little bit more, you know, like he's not spent, but more spent than Shishkin at this point. He seems like he can keep going for a long time.
Yeah, he might be frustrated. You know, the answers aren't coming to him quick. The guy's not melting maybe as fast as he would like. Oh, God, that's not... You see him just sort of shuffle in a depressing way into the ring. That's not exactly... You're on television, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Get some pep in your step.
Yeah, I think that when I've seen him in the past, he just kind of overwhelms his opponents. It becomes, and it's draining, you know, having that pressure put on you round after round. You don't get a chance to catch your breath. You don't get the chance to think like you want to. So it might, and like I said, he's been out for almost a year, so it might just be overwhelming to him at this point, getting to that point.
Psychology plays such an important part in any combat sport, and if you're not mentally there, your body might be, but it's not. But it's going to crumble pretty quickly if your mind's not in the fight.
Yeah, for sure. And Shishkin just looks fresh. He looks like he's just ready to do whatever he needs to do.
He's got pep in his step.
But you know, Shishkin is the A side. He's a Salido fighter, so they did a good job matchmaking this. It's not. It wasn't just going to be a walkthrough, but it's clearly that Sierra's just starting. It's what, fifth round? He's starting to break down a little bit, and Shishkin's not.
We are getting into the B side of this fight as we are halfway through our fifth round. And you're right, yeah. Shishkin is still throwing at the same pace that he was at the start.
What I'd like to see from Shishkin, we're getting to the second half of the fight. I would like to see him start to separate. I don't know how he is going to do that, but you know, Showbox is a great platform for these fighters. But these fighters don't want to stay on Showbox, and to move up off of Showbox, you got to show me something. And so I'm hoping in the second half of the fight, Shishkin can show me what he can do that's going to make people want to say, hey, I need to see this guy on a bigger platform, on a bigger stage, in a bigger ring with bigger names.
I'd like to see him attack the body more.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Mark. He hasn't neglected it.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, he's very concerned. I can see in his demeanor and the targets that he's choosing, he's thinking knockout, knockout, knockout. Mm-hmm. And he's waiting for one of those hooks to finally turn this guy's lights out. And it's like, okay, he can take a punch. Mm-hmm. And the body work usually gives you the head if you're willing to be patient and smart about it. And I don't see him... I feel like he could take this guy's lungs if he would work the body just a bit more. Turn up the volume on the body.
Yeah, he's not as solid in the middle as Shishkin, which I keep bringing it up. He hasn't been in a ring. And so you definitely just want to take that away from him. Take his breath early. Take his energy early and take his power early. And I do see more body work in the fifth round, but he could have started that in the beginning, and he might have Sierra, you know, in way worse position than he does him right now.
Well, as we say all that, the show stats show 40 body shots landed to 14 in favor of Shishkin. Shishkin has all the stats here. He's got jabs 22% to 12%, power punches 41% to, I think it was 24, and then he was leading in the next bracket as well. So, you know, it's been the story of the fight. He's volume is breaking this guy down slowly but surely. As we move into round six, I think this is where, not that Shishkin has taken his foot off the gas, but this is where I think he needs to find another gear.
Yeah.
I think he's going about 60. He's going 50, 60 miles an hour so far. Maybe kick it up to 70, 80.
Yeah, I agree. I think he should, you know, step it up, take it to another level, really sit on some punches, and sit on some punches to the body. You know, really try to break his guy down now, get him out of there. If he wants that knockout, that's how he's going to have to get it. I don't think he's going to get a fatigue knockout per se, but I don't think he's going to get a one-punch blow to the head that's going to do damage. So he should break him down to the body. He's clearly more tired now. Sit on those punches and get him out of there. You know what I mean? Give the crowd something super exciting to talk about.
The other thing I think he should be doing is Sierra is willing to fight him. As we see the scorecards come up, it's been all Shishkin from rounds 2 through 5. Sierra has been willing to go into the corner, back himself into the corner to try to circle away from Shishkin. So what I'd like to see Shishkin do is focus a little bit more on his footwork, cut him off, keep him in the corner, and then go roadhouse.
And he's putting the pressure on, but he's not really, well, at this point he's doing more moving than putting the pressure on. He's doing more volume punching, but he's not really controlling the movement the way that I would like.
No, this is the analog it to MMA. This is the Nick Diaz thing of I walked him down, which is another way of saying I never cut the ring off. You know, I don't want to go as far as to say he's following him, but he's allowing Sierra to continually circle, and he's still going after him, and he's able to land punches. Clearly, we just saw the stats, but I don't like the fact that he can't keep Sierra to, you know, to a step or two in either direction when Sierra is so willingly he's got him in the corner and immediately lets him out again. He just lets him waltz out. Just take a step, throw a shoulder into him, you know, make him earn it.
Yeah, because Sierra's not fast. He's not quick-footed. Just in that corner just a minute ago, he could have easily took a step around and kept him in that corner, throwing another one and a two, another two to the body. But, you know, he's in control, so maybe he feels he's doing everything he needs to do at this point.
You know, the other side of it is maybe he doesn't want to overcommit. You know, if he if he takes a step, tries to keep Sierra in the corner, maybe he's afraid he'll open himself up to a hook. And that's valid, if that's his thought here. I hate to see guys let their opponents sort of perpetually circle. You know, this is why footwork is so important in training and endurance. You've got to learn to cut. God, every time I watch Sierra walk, he just looks like somebody called him a fat ass in class.
Yeah, like, I mean, Shishkin is clearly the faster, quicker fighter. I don't know. I wish I could hear their corner to see or to know what their game plan was going in. Maybe they did see that he has some power, so they're being a little bit cautious about it. But at this point, I think you got to, you know, go for the gusto. There's, you know, you can box, but the knock on Floyd was in the end was he wasn't trying to take people out, you know?
Unless it was Conor McGregor.
Right. So, you know, be the young Floyd right now, and you clearly up on the scorecard. You're cruising to a victory.
Yeah.
Get this guy out of here. Send him home.
This guy's not Shakur Stevenson. Uh-huh. He's not so fleet of foot that as he's circling, he can also be evasive. He's just circling.
Exactly.
Cut him off.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, I like Shishkin, but I think I just need to see a little bit more because we're gonna be honest, Mark. 168 and the weights around that are full of killers. You're not gonna have any easy fights in those weight classes. So, you know, I've seen Sierra touch him a little bit, and Sierra's not fast, and he's not the most powerful. So, like I said, no one wants to be on Showbox forever. They want to step up and get the big fight. So. I need Shishkin to show that he's ready for that step up.
Right now, if I'm promoting, Shishkin's the B-side to another guy who I want to push, but I want to give him a good. I want to give the audience a good fight. I think Shishkin is demonstrating that he can hang with some of these guys, but I think he's beatable.
Yeah, for sure, especially at 168. There's some guys at 168 who can get you out of there with one punch. There are some guys at 168 that are, you know, they're big as 160. They're fighting at 168, but they walk around at 200 and they fight like they're 147. So it's a tough weight class. But he's a leader fighter. I trust that they're going to do what they need to do to get him. The fights that he needs. I would like to see more from him. I would like him to, you know, show me like, hey, I can be great or I can be elite. But I'm really not seeing that. At least not yet.
So a lot of the same in round 7 here as we are fast approaching round 10. Shishkin's throwing a lot of crosses, a lot of hooks. He's mixing it up. Now he's the one circling away from Sierra. Sierra's had enough is what's happened here.
Yeah.
Sierra's like, well, I'm losing this fight. And to his credit, he's like, well, the hell with it. You know, if I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out on my sword.
And at the second half of the rounds come along, and he just, his volume decreases greatly, and Shishkin, he cannot fight for 2 minutes and win the round in the last minute because he can let his hands go. Now, I will say this. I don't think it's going to be an issue in this fight, of course, but his style of fighting, you don't want that to go to the scorecards. You know, those things can go either way. If he had a more a prepared fighter who was letting his hands go more or was just a little quicker with his feet, these scorecards could be a little iffy, touch and go, you know? Round by round, it's anybody's guess.
That last minute there, Shishkin got a little cocky, got a little, you know what, I'm winning this fight, there's not a whole lot you can do to me, and then he started shimmying and shaking and dancing and carrying on, and Sierra tried to go at him, and right at the end of that round, Shishkin laid a couple in couple of hard shots, and Sierra just kind of walked away deeply frustrated.
Yeah. I like the confidence. I just wish the confidence was in the punches and not in the movement, you know?
Right. Right.
Like Showboat, because you made him woozy. Not because you're just, I've got another 10-9 in my pocket. Or if they were a dominant 10-9, I'm not even seeing, he's winning clearly, but I'm not seeing a dominant win. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. I would almost couch it as he isn't so much winning as Sierra is losing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just kind of giving away a lot of rounds. He's not, he's not doing enough to really push Shishkin. I mean, Shishkin has dictated the pace of the fight so far. Shishkin really hasn't been in trouble. He's taken a few shots. We talked about that earlier in the first couple of rounds. Sierra was able to score a couple of hits on him. But I mean, I would say by and large, the story of this fight has been Shishkin punches when he wants, and he kind of follows Sierra around the ring, and Sierra, I think, is doing his level best, but I don't see a tremendous amount of fire there. He's not really pushing Shishkin. He's sort of there for Shishkin to hit.
And that, too, his style, that, to me, speaks to those two jaws. He has a fighter with multiple jaws. They don't have many gears. Does that make sense? Maybe they only have a couple or one or two or maybe three, and that's clear to see in the way that Sierra's fighting. So even that, along with Shishkin 9 bouts, 6 knockouts before, I would have thought that he would have, you know, put the pedal to the metal and show me something special. But maybe this is who Shishkin is. Like I said, he's new. This is his 10th fight, so I can't speak to, you know, who he is as a fighter ultimately. You know, he's still figuring it out.
I think there may be an element of, hey, I have this opportunity. The last thing I want to do is make a mistake and lose, get knocked out. So he might be fighting, and this happens a lot. I see it in MMA all the time. You know, you have this guy who came from another promotion, and he knocked out everybody and his mother, and, you know, he's just a killer, and everybody on Twitter is like, oh my God, this guy's a chainsaw, has his first fight in the UFC. And he's a mummy.
Just,
you're like, wait, what happened here? And he loses by decision.
But I think his team, they'll look at this fight and they'll go back and say, okay, this is what happened. Maybe we shouldn't go this route right now. Maybe we'll go this route. Or, you know, instead of taking, an eliminator maybe or anything like that, they'll, you know, they'll step up a little bit more and try to get higher ranked against another ranked fighter or whatnot. But I like Shishkin. I thought I was going to see more tonight. That's all.
I'll tell you, one of the things the commentators always talk about is when you're this early on in your professional career, you want more rounds. You don't want to Mike Tyson everybody.
Right.
Because no one then can really see you. And you don't have the opportunity to do live work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a valid point to make.
For sure.
So again, you know, he might have come into this fight differently if this had been a dark match. But he's like, the lights are on. My name's in the one in the lights. Maybe, you know, show somebody who's looking. Because at this point, he's not the guy I think promoters are looking at and going, oh, what? What card could he headline?
Right.
You know, they're looking at him like, who can we put him with that we want to push?
Right. Yeah, I think you're totally right about that. I don't know, man. I totally saw a different fight before I'm seeing what I'm seeing. So I'm just bumfoozled by what's happening. But I try to go about fighters like this. I try not to judge you based on your last fight.
Sure.
You know? So whoever he fights next, I'm going to do my best to say, oh, well, he is going to not cut the ring off or, you know, pity pat. I'm going to do my best to say, well, let's look at his overall, you know, career. He has now 10 wins and 6 knockouts, so maybe this is what we can do. So I'll try to do that, but I just wish tonight at this stage on this platform he was out here, you know. But again, Mark, you make good points. He doesn't want to blow it. He doesn't want to get knocked out. Maybe they saw a tape on Sierra and saw he had a little bit of power, so they were being smart. So yeah, a win is a win. Get the W.
Yep. And to be clear, as we are into round 9 now, it's not a bad fight. But this is one of those fights that I think two guys who appreciate the technique in the, you know, the sport of boxing can watch, and for the purposes of analysis can be critical of, but just as fans enjoy, and I am enjoying it, as we see the scorecards come up, and it's a sweep 2-8.
Yeah.
But this is not a fight that I would make my wife sit and watch.
No. But I will say, I wouldn't mind seeing Sierra again on a stage like this, hopefully with not such a long layoff. I would like to see what he's really capable of.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he gave a good account of himself, given the circumstances. But, you know, it's clear that there are levels in this fight.
Well, I'd like, if he gets another fight, and if I'm him, I want to get back in there in maybe 2 to 3 months.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can't wait any longer than that.
Right. Goodness knows there's enough boxing out there.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just, I don't know, just show up to the next PBC card. Wait outside.
Yeah. And like, these guys, you know, these guys are 6'1". They're both not young, so I'm hoping that they, you know, can use this opportunity to further their careers, man. I like to see the fighters, you know, live well.
Sierra struck to the body, came up, nailed him in the head, but I'll tell you, Shishkin just shakes them all off. Like, you know, you can see Sierra landing punches, but you don't see a tremendous amount of reaction from Shishkin. He keeps coming.
Yeah.
See, now he's got Sierra on the ropes, and instead of, you know, shifting up and hitting him with more volume, keeping him there, chop him down, he just lets him skate away.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And for Shishkin to be such a boxer, Sierra doesn't have great head movement. He's decent with his hand placement on defense, but, you know, I want to... You're clear, you're a better boxer, you're in better shape. If you're not going to go for the gusto with the power punches, or if you know that the power punches aren't working, I want to see you land 5-6 punches in your combos.
You know, I have Robert Winfrey kind of in the back of my head going, if at this point, if that's the level you're going to fight at, and as we're going into round 10, I mean, on the one hand, finish the fight, that's what we're here for. On the other hand, why let your fighter take more damage?
Right. Yeah, because it's a wash, but he's getting beat up. He can just clearly take a punch.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. Like Shishkin, as I was saying at the end of that round, and it's been kind of the story for most of the fight. Shishkin kind of chops at him, and then he lets him get away. Unfortunately, which has been a big problem. But the more to the point that I'm trying to make at this time is Sierra doesn't counter. He just kind of covers up, and he circles away. Mm-hmm. And if Shishkin were a little bit faster or a little bit more aggressive, this fight would have been over by now.
Yeah, for sure. And I noticed in that last round, he tried to turn it up at the end of the round because I think he felt he had him hurt a little bit. So it's going to be interesting what happens in this last round. But, you know, I think you're right about what's going to happen with Shishkin. They're going to say, all right, you're on our second tier. You're going to help us get this fighter to the mountaintop.
Yes, as we say in wrestling, you're going to get this other guy over. Give him a good fight.
But Shishkin has a great tank. He hasn't slowed at all. He has a great chin. These Russian fighters, man,
I love them.
Yeah.
Eastern European fighters are my favorite fighters right now.
But they're always technically sound. You know what I'm saying? Some of them have, like, you know, what they call the black style. They're always tough. A lot of them have power. I love watching them, man. Like, all of them. Bivol, Lomachenko, Usyk. They're great to watch, man.
Yes, I think Usyk just signed on for another fight, too. So I've been
Yeah, And I actually saw something today about his team met with Eddie Hearn, so maybe they're setting up something for that in the future.
And of course, next month we have our pay-per-view, which Pat Mullen pulled on my ear earlier today and said we need to do a preview of the Tyson Fury Deontay Wilder rematch. So hopefully we'll have you on for that. We'll actually have you on for a podcast in earnest as opposed to a commentary.
Yeah, I'm with it, man. I'm with it. I'm excited about that fight. I think it's gonna be a great fight. I think that they're both gonna show me something that they're both gonna go into that fight showing us something that we haven't seen. So I'm excited about that.
Deontay Wilder said on Twitter today that if Tyson Fury knocks him out, he's gonna retire, and I don't want to see him retire so young.
Well, there's still something that rematch clause that might keep. I mean, I guess you can retire and it wouldn't matter, but no, he's talking, man.
Oh, of course.
These two guys, man, they love to talk.
Hey, you got to sell that fight, especially when your last pay per view didn't do so hot, Deontay.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, these guys, I don't really, I guess I don't blame them, but the promotion for this one has purely been like up to us. You know, because we're fans. I haven't seen enough, so you know, and that this conversation right here speaks to the fight that Shishkin and Sierra are giving us.
That it's in the background as we talk about other stuff.
Yeah, and I hate that, but I mean, it's been the same from round two to round 10.
I was gonna say we're down to the last. We were down to the last 30 seconds. It's less than that now, and it's whatever.
Yeah. A clear win for Shishkin. I mean, good on him, good on his team. He put up a good performance. Like, he didn't get hit much. His tank, like I said, his tank is amazing. This is the first time I've seen him put his hands down all fight. So
I'm looking at his face. He doesn't look too beat up. I think maybe a month or so off to recover, and he also needs to get back in there. You know, you got on this card. They usually book these things out 2 to 3 months in advance. Start get yourself on an April card, buddy. Quickly.
Yeah, for sure. And I think his team, given he's, you know, God willing, they're all healthy, I think his team will definitely try to put him in there with someone quick again. Maybe not on the show box, maybe. Because I don't know his Sleeta's all over the place, so I don't know, you know, where he's going to go. But I think there's a lot of guys in that 168 that they can find for him. Maybe like to see him with a different style. Maybe someone with a tank more like his that's going to carry him into the deep waters as well.
The other side of this is maybe go across the pond, get on some match room, and go fight in England, go fight in Ireland. If we can get some more fights in the Middle East, which, let me ask you a question as we wait for the scorecards. Let me hear 50 words or less on this, because I know some of my other boxing friends, when talking about the Anthony Joshua, Andy Ruiz rematch, the WWE and all of that, you know, Saudi Arabia is opening itself up to a lot of different entertainment venues, boxing, wrestling, etc. But Saudi Arabia also has some unfortunate political issues. And so, of course, the joke is, you know, welcome to WWE Saudi blood money. Things like that.
Well, I mean, if we're going to, I mean, I can't, the political issues are what they are.
Yes.
So it's horrific what happens there to some people. But I'm not going to decry Eddie Hearn going to get money for a fight, or the WWE going to get money for a fight when our government goes there to get money for our fights. So I'm just going to leave that to them. I'm going to leave that to the suits in Washington, and that it's all blood money. I'm going to let them just do what they want. It's all dirty. There's no way to make it. You can't sanitize it. You have to go into it knowing that it's just a gross situation and it's purely about money.
Yeah, and look, I feel for the people who are like, but the journalist. Okay, I get it. On the other hand, I think taking the long view of Saudi Arabia is important, and we want the country to modernize. It's not going to happen overnight, and it's only going to happen if they're open to Western ideas.
Yeah.
And that comes from culture. And they have a lot of money, yes. And it's official. I mean, he wins by unanimous decision.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Go ahead.
There's going to be more once that Pandora's box is open. You can't close it. There's going to be more fights there. As long as they're offering money the way that they're offering money, someone's going to take it. Because, you know, we feel that way about Saudi Arabia, but I have an inclination that everybody doesn't feel that way about Saudi Arabia.
No, I think a lot of people in the world are grown-ups.
Mm-hmm.
and take the long view of things and are not so short-sighted as to say, these terrible things have happened, and so let's just cut the whole country off and don't deal with them. Because,
right.
I mean, we haven't done that for 100 years. We're not going to start now.
I'm not going to compare the benevolence of governments. That to me is a contradiction, and I think it's got to be individual. The way that Berdibiev said, "I'm not going to go to China." Do it that way, but to want a promotional company to turn down whatever it was, $45 to $85 million. Well, that's just insane. They don't care about your views or your religion and all that. That check, we can have this many fighters, we can do this and that. So yeah. I think any other way to think about it is just kind of naive at this point.
100% agree with you. Okay. Now tell me your thoughts on abortion. No, I'm just kidding. kidding. Swear to God, I'm kidding. All right, folks. We have fun here. So that's our coverage of Vladimir Shishkin versus Ulysses Sierra. Again, Shishkin won by unanimous decision. That's all fine. So next week, Mr. John War, I think you and I are going to get together January 25th, if you're available, for Danny Garcia versus Ivan Redcatch on Showtime.
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited about that.
Yes, 12 rounds in the welterweight division. The co-main event is Jarrett Hurd versus Francisco Santana, and Stephen Fulton versus Arnold Kagai, 12 rounds in the super bantamweight division. So John War and I will bring you our coverage of Danny Garcia versus Ivan Redcatch on Showtime Saturday, January 25th. You're like, hey, but there's like hot boxing tomorrow. Mother-in-law, sorry guys, can't do it. And even if I could, I would be covering Cowboy versus Cerrone. So, can you believe it, John? I have to go to my mother-in-law's birthday party. Good grief!
Well, we got smartphones, so that's but it's a pay-per-view. Are you watching it tomorrow?
No, I can't.
Oh wow! Okay, well,
I have to be attentive to my mother-in-law and all of the guests at the surprise party.
Oh well. Sorry about that, man.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
I think we're going to enjoy that Danny Garcia, Ivan Redcatch. I think that's going to be a surprising fight for a lot of people.
Yeah, that one looks like a banger. Speaking of other boxing, myself and Pat Mullen will bring Chapter 4 of our long, strange trip through the history of heavyweight boxing champions. We'll be talking Rocky Marciano on January 31st. Yes. And then, my friend John War, you and me, I have it on the thing here if you're available. Jose Ramirez versus Victor Postel on Saturday, February 1st on ESPN+.
Oh yeah, I'm a huge Jose Ramirez fan. It should be a good fight. Well, a decent fight.
So that's our next two boxing coverages. We've got the 25th and February 1st. We'll have you back on. It'll be a grand time. Go ahead and plug your website, sir.
Oh, yeah. You can catch me, boxing and analysis and articles and opinion pieces on hoofsandbrews.com/boxing. You can find me on Twitter at boxingbrews. At boxingandbrews. And then my personal page is at insecurityguy.
All right. And for those of you who found us, we're on the W2M network now. My old feed has been retired. We are part in whole of the W2M network, along with The Kickoff and Video Games to the Max and all the great shows from Sean Garmer and his team. It's all one feed now, so I'm not spread out over multiple feeds anymore. So check us out. if you're not subscribed to the podcast, open up your podcast application, type in W2M Network, or just W2M. It'll come up. You'll see the W, the 2, and the M, and you'll see all of our podcasts. We just did a review of 1917, the CW's Crisis on Infinite Earths, The Mandalorian, The Watchmen television show, and all comics related to those things. So check it out. We also did a great show where we looked at 80s Kiss. You ever listen to Kiss, John?
Yeah, I have.
I don't know how you feel about Kiss with or without the makeup, but I'll tell you what. We looked at Kiss in the 80s where they were mostly without the makeup, and definitely they definitely fit in with that that era of music. A lot of it's very hairbandish. Liked it. So I want to thank John Warr for hanging out with me tonight for Shishkin versus Sierra. Thank you all for tuning in. Be well, be safe, and behave.